Cuts are coming, and soon. Across the country, doctors could see the reimbursement they receive for Medicare patients drop 23% as of December 1st, then another 2% a month later. The cuts are the latest installment of the 1997 Balanced Budget Act and attempt to rein in spending on health care for elderly people. The issue is on the agenda for the lame duck session of Congress that begins Monday. WBUR's Martha Biebinger tracks the latest round in this perennial battle.
When the boss poked his head out of the office and said, "Martha, you should take a look at these Medicare cuts," I grimaced. Not that story again. Congress tries to reduce payments to doctors, doctors say they'll cut services or stop seeing Medicare patients, and Congress backs down. "Okay," I said, "but let's start with why this has become an annual, if not seasonal, story." For that, I turned to Medicare expert Stuart Altman, a professor of national health policy at Brandeis University.
Back in 1997, as part of the Balanced Budget Act, the Congress said total physician income, which is prices times quantity, cannot go up by more than the increase in our national income. In principle, it sounded like a good idea. Why should physician income go up by more than anybody else?
But in reality, says Altman, the number of services, especially MRIs and other diagnostic tests, were increasing 10 to 12% a year, at least double the national income. Congress started telling doctors they had to take a cut to make the formula work. The annual fights began, with Congress postponing the adjustment year after year. The accumulated effect of those postponements this year is 23%. The Balanced Budget Act would trigger another 2% cut on January 1st.
This is a bit much, don't you think? Like, that's nuts.
Robert Lebo, a geriatrician and internist in Southbridge, breaks down nuts two ways.
Number one is my income will go down a huge amount. 75% of my people are in Medicare. Second thing is I am now 66 years old, so I've had Medicare for a little over a year, and I'm going to have trouble finding doctors. A lot of doctors are going to drop out.
Other doctors are talking about seeing Medicare patients less often.
And I'm starting to call it elder cleansing. Let's get rid of the elders.
At the Newton Senior Center, Cora Pucci says the Medicare cuts are part of a pattern she sees to pressure doctors and squeeze health care for elderly people like herself.
There's rush, and I don't like the rush in hospitals because I'm really scared to get sick.
Because?
Rush.
Some patients and doctors have become numb to this repeated debate about Medicare cuts and expect Congress will postpone them again, as it has done for the last decade. Medicare expert Stuart Altman says that seems the likely scenario, with House leaders pledging to reduce, not add, to the national deficit. The estimated cost of clearing the backlog of postponed cuts and finding a formula more in line with healthcare spending is $350 billion.
Fixing this problem adds $350 billion to the deficit unless you find other monies to pay for it. Well, that means either huge cuts in other parts of the program or a tax increase. And of course, we don't have either.
The American Medical Association is asking Congress to postpone these Medicare cuts until January 2012, giving doctors and lawmakers just over a year to work on a remedy. There are a number of plans on the table, and physicians around the country are weighing in. Chief of Geriatrics at Tufts Medical Center, Richard Dupuy, says it's time to start increasing the fees we all pay into Medicare.
I don't know any other way to support a system that is basically running out of money. Now, alternatively, it's time that physicians sit back and figure out a way to reduce the cost of medical care in this country by stop ordering unnecessary tests, communicating through the electronic health record, and being a little more judicious in the kinds of things that we do. So not every back pain or headache needs an MRI.
In the meantime, many physicians are preparing for a short-term cut in Medicare payments in case Congress does not address the issue in the lame duck session and waits until early next year. For WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.